Okay. Oh, our computer says it's 46 degrees out here. Feels nice. If it's 46, I like 46. I think it's warmer than that. But let's be honest. In the depths of summer, 90 feels nice when you're used to 105, 106, stuff like that. So, when you become accustomed to the teens in the 20s, the upper 40s and 50s are pleasant. Okay. I'll put my brains in my pocket because they're rattling. I've listened back to some other recordings, and there's a click, 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 click. That's actually the sound of the phone hitting on a button on my jack. So, if you've been wondering what that was, if you thought that maybe I was actually recording on a tape or something, and what you were hearing was, you know, a little motor click. Nope. That's just how I walk. Depressing, but there it is. Well, I feel really bad. I think Lisa just wants me to settle down and relax and live life and be happy and I mean, that's probably the least I could do for her, right? She's reasonably happy with her life. I mean, there's some things she wants to change, sure, but she doesn't want to pick up and move. She doesn't want to figure out this or figure out that. Oh, well. I don't really know what I want. So we got down. We were thinking today about about Foreign Service, and I think I've already said that I really don't know if it would work for me. And I think on several levels it probably wouldn't work. So I'm saying I'll be there for a year or two, and I want to quit. Or, oh, I don't know. I'll say something, or I'll do something that will step over a line, or I won't. She was saying, you know, when you were first talking about it, and we were going through it all, and about having to attend a lot of social things and schmoozing. And she said, oh, you don't like that, Jay. I said, yeah, I don't. So, anyway, oh, life really isn't about travel and living in interesting places. It's about serving other people. You can serve people just as well here in Tucumcari as you can anywhere else. The nice thing is most of them speak English. That's helpful to me. Stephen says, she goes, you've got a really good job. Of course, it doesn't meet my criteria, but I don't know if any of these other jobs would either. I don't know if they would really cause an issue or not. Wheeled. So, out here, they got calves out where there's usually a pivot going on. Oh my gosh, they've got they've got little breaks in the fence to let the pivot keep going around. That's pretty slick. Now I don't know how that works with the cows. Whether they'll really whether that really keeps them out. It looks like it really wouldn't. But, you know. Interesting. I'm getting the impression that it's just too late. That if I'm going to consider Lisa's feelings any at all, I need to just leave it alone. Stay right where I am. But, you know, I don't know if that's the right thing to do either. Or I don't even know if it matters. How about that? So, patience is the buzzword, I guess. We'll just continue on. I think this is the prime time to start. Well, it's really the last time to do anything. If you really want to make a big change, I guess I just waited too long. My fault. And, well, there it is. Maybe this time take some pills on the matter. Loath to think so. let's see what's going on today. The computer I brought to the office, I think last week. One of the few computers that I've paid for. Most of the computers I have are just hand-me-downs. Things that people have thrown at me. I'm never for a loss of computers. I mean, my car right now has three monitors in the back. Four. I need to throw one of them, just get rid of it, throw it away. They're small little flat panels. At least three of them are small little flat panels. Which is fine, you know, they do the job. Pleasant little cheffies. I don't know. I need to rig up the Polycom unit here, make sure it's working. There was a fire. There was a fire at the extension office. Two can carry, actually. And they, everything that was in it got mostly smoke damage. Some computers had been ruined out of the thing. Stripped them down. Took all the good stuff out of them. And someday we'll stick them in something else. Make these computers a little more capable. A little more excellent. Excuse me. You know what is going to start happening here in another couple of years is I'm going to be inheriting a whole lot of junk computers. These are ones that haven't been tagged. They had to have been purchased for $1,000 or more. And most of the desktops that we're getting now are priced lower than that. So they don't ever get tagged. So when people want to get rid of them, when they break down on some level, they usually get thrown at me. Now, anymore, because these things are all just motherboards and nothing else, there's really nothing to them anymore. Either they just get rid of them because they're old, they don't want to mess with them anymore. So, you know, it's probably going to be more along the lines of 3 or 4 more years before I start inheriting a bunch of newer computers. Which I'm really not very excited about. There's been a lot of changes to these computers. Microsoft has made various, I think, smarty little deals with computer manufacturers. They now do booting differently. And in doing that, they really are trying to exercise a lot more control over what can be on that computer. There's various keys on it. It really has nothing to do with making computers better or making them convenient or it all has to do with market share, and so it really has to do with Microsoft proclaiming what they want, and that things can only work with their software. This kind of a lock-in thing that board manufacturers and Microsoft have this sort of deal. And let me tell you, it's going to make it so that older motherboards that don't do this are going to go way up in value because they're just so usable, useful. It used to be that you would just throw away IBM compatible computers. Give it another 5 years, they might all of a sudden start really looking very exciting for what they could do in the past that they can't do now. I know that sounds funny. Usually you want to throw away your old technology because the new stuff's so much better. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be true much longer. Oh boy. Here comes the gate. Last time I got a nice little shock out of it. It's rigged so that cows can't get through. I'm a little nervous with it. I don't want to get shocked. Hoivy! Okay. That thing could arc. It's got the potential in it. It could arc a bit. I went through it. I'm kind of nervous. So bad to have. We're going to find that older stuff becomes much more interesting, or perhaps what's going to happen is that older, simpler computers are going to be more used for all of the back to your old computer, where you will put your own computer together. I don't mean a board here and a board there and this and that. I mean chip up right now for way back to the internet. I'm sure there will be a few things out there. I don't know how to pronounce Arduino. There's been several, well actually there's only been like maybe two or three. Hobbyist boards, they're embedded, size, and they're sort of made for hobbyists to play with. And there's a lot of interest around them. If you can keep it so that they're not too expensive and they're not and those who are making them, you know, they don't make them in huge batches. They might sell a few thousand a year. These are mostly almost garage industries. That we make these things, pardon me. I got gas. I got some cows. Looking at me. And the question is, do they have bull needs here? You know, are they going to try to rush me? Or is it more of a Oh, these are mostly spearing, I think. Although, let's be honest. I think these guys are young. So I don't think we have bull test cows here. They might be further on. I think these are more calves. So I'm not feeling too threatened here. Yeah, they actually look a little nervous. But cows are interesting because people bring you food. So you're not going to just run away from them. But you're not necessarily running toward them either. Anyway, so keep the price low on these hobbyist boards. Don't make them too crazy. Of course, if they're of a sufficient memory complement, things like that, Linux will run on them. Of course, you can always strip down Linux really, really hard so that only a little bit runs. I think about programming every now and then, but frankly, I have nothing to program. I have nothing interesting to pull together. I don't, I find myself not caring. I pulled out the old Tandy 102, played around with it just a little bit. I haven't done any programming on it. I got an Amstrad NC100, which is the absolute Cadillac of those, what do you call them? Lap slabs, I guess is what you could call them. The absolute Cadillac, one of the last ones. Decent keyboard. It's a little soft. But, can actually run full-blown CPM on it. That's neat. And it has the regular ports. The problem with the Tandy was the Tandy had all these proprietary ports, and they're a little goofy to mess with. And basic. I still have my little 8052 basic chip that I got. Oh, God. I got that back in the late 80s, I think. Still got it. I actually played with it quite a bit when I was younger. When I was in college, the very last year or two of college, when I was doing a little consulting work for Broad Horizons High School. We were looking at a check-in and check-out system, and that's what we got pulled together. Really very early tracking system. They're much more sophisticated now and frankly frightening. I have philosophical problems with them. I don't see any legitimately good reason for the kind of tracking that gets done these days. We all know it can be done. But this is knowledge that is not useful for any positive purpose. It would only be useful for the for something vaguely nefarious. You know, I'm not interested in that at all, ever. Dun 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 dun. So I had tried to hook up a scanning system. I did finally make it work with a an old TRS-80 Model 4 with CPM Plus. That was some pretty good stuff. Programmed the check-in, check-out system. Stored things, gave you all kinds of reports. Really simple database, you know. You don't make anything as anything complicated beyond what the need requires. SQL is a monster of complication. And I don't find myself really interested in figuring that out except to work through the logic puzzle of trying to get the information that you need. Once that's done, it's boring. I wouldn't want to do it day in and day out. I want to know who's doing this and who's doing that. I want to get this piece of information, that piece of information. You go, I'm not really, that's not even interesting. Plus now you've got enough, how do you say it? You have enough here I am trying to get to the thing again. Out and out. Got it. Okay. I don't like taking those kinds of risks. I got shocked already. Not fun. Well, today I changed over. I was doing Chrome. Chrome doesn't run on my phone. I like to have things all synced up. It's really fun. It's really nice. It's a really wonderful feature. If you ever thought that one up. But there was really no sticking to the phone. There was quite a few ways of kind of getting it done, but not really. So I finally looked at Firefox. They have a version of Firefox for the Android. Seems really good. Plus, I like that Firefox is a total open source animal. It's run by a non-profit foundation. I tend to trust those more. I really am kind of a neo-hippie. Just by way of attitudes. I was just watching a documentary about Tommy Chong. Just not very long ago, a few years ago, his son was running a business called I think Chong Glass, and they make bongs. It's drug paraphernalia, true. I'm one to say it doesn't bother me that these things exist. I don't want it getting into my children's lives. But, I'm not going to be puritanical about it. I'm rather indifferent. To a lot of things, as long as it doesn't start making problems. I'm the kind of libertarian that everybody can do what they want, live and let live. But not when it comes to special privilege. You know, people get on to me about my gay stance. And they go, oh, you're a bigot. And they go, no, you could say I was a bigot if it wasn't that these guys are getting all kinds of special privileges for their particular sexual hang-up. If it produced children, that is a legitimate culture. If you wanted to say that they're a different gender and they could produce children, that would probably make me feel better, but they can't. They can't be consistent people and do that. They have to drop in, they have to drop out, and what it basically is that they're just willing to deal with anybody. This whole thing, you know, it wouldn't be a problem for me if I didn't think it was being used as some kind of wedge to split apart people. You have to be nice to gay people, but you can't be nice to religious people. Religious people are just stupid, and you have to inform them. I think they're almost trying to do it the old-fashioned way. You know, we got rid of the KKK by just shaming them. And they're hoping to get rid of religion that way, too. You know, what anybody's saying, what anybody else does is wrong. And it's like, oh no, everybody's going to always say that something somebody else does is wrong. I don't know if it's really even a religious statement for me. I think it's a biological one. You're purposefully taking yourself out of the gene pool. How dare you? What an unproductive person you are. It's like returning to being a child. I'm sorry. Children are not intrinsically worth much. It's what they will become later that gives them worth today. Hope of the future, stuff like that. We have gone way too far in making childhood, and I'm sorry, I see the gay lifestyle as just being the kind of irresponsibility that one expects from a child. But if you're not going to grow up, what good are you? I know our present economical way of being, consumerism, loves childhood, encourages it. It wants you to spend money beyond your means. It wants you to be very taken in by marketing and advertising. Whole marketing departments want those kinds of people. Well, I'll do anything that I hear about in a radio commercial. If I write a really funny commercial about how that has nothing to do with what my candy bar stands for at all, but it's just a funny commercial and all of a sudden you see my candy bar displayed in it, and you figure out that it's an ad for my candy bar, the whole point is once they see that, everybody's going to go and run out and buy that candy bar. And the sad state of affairs is that to a large extent, that's true. The more often it's true, the more powerful these people become. And that's important. Nobody wants you to be discriminating. When people talk about critical thinking skills, I usually laugh and say, you are probably the last person to talk about critical thinking skills, especially school teachers. School teachers are the worst. They don't want critical thinkers. Critical thinkers talk back. Critical thinkers go their own road that you haven't laid out for them. They can preach all day long to each other and out in public about how much they want critical learning skills, how much they think their canned programs are doing this, and I'm sorry, I still don't believe them. They don't want any such people. They want people who will do as they're told, march in line, and won't question them. Da-da! Isn't that simple? Teaching as a profession is not a profession of smart people. Not trying to be rude to those teachers who do have actually have high IQs or whatever. The system is horrible. But anything you could do that was good gets totally washed out by the fact that the system is eating your lunch. Even if you're a fantastic teacher that engages children and expands their minds, you're fighting a losing battle against a system that really just wants to process children. They're in school for 12 years, probably more these days. I have the excuse, I hope it's true, that my children have had enough, are enough different, enough weird, that I think they are somewhat inoculated. Of course, all the time that they haven't been at school has helped to either further immunize them against these kinds of problems, these kinds of issues. The saddest thing is that with the two computers we have at home that are publicly accessible, the kids are always asking for more. That Lisa tells me that all they do is play games on them. And they're pretty tied down. There's not a lot of games they can play on them. They found a few resourceful people, and I respect resourcefulness. Another reason why I will not be happy as a technology director at a public school is because I'll just have to be some kind of weird cop searching out what somebody's doing. I don't even care. It really doesn't matter to me. And I'm not that kind of a person anyway. So, hey, Lisa's right. I should stay right where I am. Fixing up people's computers, laying low. I get copious amounts of free time, whether it's when I'm sitting in a car or sitting at my office, waiting for some kind of trouble to manifest itself. It's all that stuff. Anyway. I don't care what people do on their computers. I really am a libertarian. If you really want to know the very lowest part of it, I want people to be free. Free to do and be whatever they want to be. So I guess that's the most thing I need to be careful of. If I want to get tied up in the government, I'm going to get fired. For just having the wrong attitude about things. This is a police state, for Pete's sakes. That's what we're all about. I'm an open borders guy. I'm horrible for a consulate. I'm supposed to be figuring out who should be let in the country and who shouldn't be let in the country. I don't care. Always need to be the bad person. So, well, people change. People get better. Heck, half of the problems imbued by people who are trying to get across the border comes from them trying to get across the border somehow. So, I'm not a patriot. So I need to act like one. Alright, don't need to go after a job that really wants one. If it was the 50s, I'd be accused of being a communist. Something. I don't know what they would accuse me of. I'd probably be happier. Oh well. I'm going to have the attitude I have about things. If you don't like the attitude, fire me. Get worried about the church is going to get like that. We called you to do this, 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 and this. You go, oh, well, then you were wrong. It says, it's up to God, the Lord, Jesus Christ. Sorry, not God. The Father. Up to the Lord to decide who that person is going to be. And then pretty much between the Lord and that person determines the what happens in that order branch. You want somebody that will just be your lackey. And, oh, you're barking way up the wrong tree. The wrong place altogether. Anyway, so, somebody's in there. Time to stop now. Oh, boy.